Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, wrapping up our program tonight. We're talking with Roland Story, Norseman Volleyball Coach Molly Geis. Molly, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your squad, last week you guys had your home tournament. You go 2-2 at that home tournament. Had some good competition there as well. And then you round out the week with a 3-0 sweep over Seidel in Heart of Iowa Conference action. And looking at that, especially at that Monday tournament, obviously you got some good challenges going up against ranked teams in Carroll Kemper and South Hardin. Kemper ranked in 3A in your guys' class. South Hardin, a very good 2A squad. And when you look at some of the challenges that tournament provided, what did you see from your squad in that tournament that really had you promised about what's to look for going forward into the postseason?
Well, like you said, it was good to be challenged. Kemper and South Hardin both being highly ranked, I felt like we did a good job of fighting and not giving up, but we didn't start strong, and that's I think a confidence level. You know, maybe one thing goes wrong, or maybe your warm-up wasn't good, that kind of thing, and just not letting that affect, you know, how you feel like you're going to play. That's still something we're working on, because I think we all know we could, in all of our losses so far, I think we could have won if we play our A game, and so that's, you know, that's still a little bit frustrating to us, is that we don't always get to give our best or give our best against those tough competition games. And, you know, you kind of want to play your A game and have them play their A game and see who comes out the winner. But I don't think we felt like that was quite our A game when we played those two teams.
And when we take a look at your roster here, is where, you know, getting down to the wire here for the regular season and the postseason. Obviously, a very veteran-led team, but we've talked about before some of the young contributors. You know, obviously, your daughter Miley, et cetera. And then I think one that has really, really caught the eye of a lot of people this year has been Brooklyn John. Well, she leads your team in kills as a freshman with 140. Her kill efficiency rate is nearly at .200. Just when you look at how Brooklyn has evolved and how she's grown throughout the season, what is maybe the one area that you saw that maybe she wasn't the most confident in at the start of the season? Now she is really excelling at here as we've gotten further in the year.
Well, she's silently been an amazing passer for us. Sometimes people don't realize that, and her defense is always really good. So that's been a positive. Her hitting still it's getting way more consistent. She can crush the ball, and just her knowing when the right time is to do that, or, like, you know, I think she sees the, you know, an opening and she tries to hit it there, and sometimes gets a little bit excited and might hit it out or in the net, and just working on some different shots with her. But she is becoming, like you said, a lot more effective, and that's exciting. And that's the thing, you just don't know with this team if she, you know, can play her A game. And we have several players that have led us in kills over the, you know, different competitions. And if everybody starts to click, it's going to be pretty exciting.
And finally, as we take a look here at this upcoming schedule this week, in terms of conference play, it's a really, really big week. You guys open up tonight down at PCM, taking on a PCM team that currently sits above 500. And then on Thursday, if you guys take care of business against PCM, it sets up what could be a de facto conference championship game between you and Nevada. And then on Saturday, you round out that busy week with a trip up to Hampton for the Hampton-Dumont Cal Tournament. And what has just been the message for your girls about going into what is shaping up to be such an important week for your team in terms of the team goals here for this 2023 season?
Yeah, well, we definitely can't overlook PCM tonight. They're actually 16-11 now. They've been playing a lot better. And so we played them early in the season, and my focus for the girls is going to be to respect them and expect a really good game with them first. And then, of course, you know, you try not to focus on one game of the season. You know, Nevada, that would be great if that can be the game for the conference championship. And I think that the girls will rise to that occasion and play their best. And then again, Saturday, that gives us just so many more opportunities to work on our consistency as we get closer to playoffs.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before season's end.
Thanks, Quinn. Have a good day.
Yep, that was Molly Geist, the head volleyball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman here on our Coach Speak program. We'll take you back to normal programming here on 95.7 FM.